Malaysia to crack down on online gambling with new laws. The Malaysian government is set to overhaul the Communications and Multimedia Act 1998, CMA, and introduce amendments to combat rising cybercrime. The changes come amid growing concerns over illegal online activities, including online gambling and scams. Proposed bill aims to expand regulatory authority. Communications Minister Fahmi Fadzil introduced the amendment bill to Parliament this week, and it will be the first substantial update to the CMA in 26 years. The proposed changes aim to improve the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission's, MCMC, ability to regulate and enforce compliance. A major focus of the amendments is curbing illegal online gambling, which has led to substantial revenue losses for the government. It is estimated that the government is missing 2 billion Malaysian ringgit, $451.8 million, annually in unpaid taxes. The bill would grant the MCMC more powers, such as conducting audits, setting mandatory industry standards, and monitoring network security threats. Penalties for violations, such as internet misuse under Section 233 of the CMA, are also set to increase. Proposed fines could rise by up to tenfold, while jail terms may extend to 2 years. Despite these measures, some critics worry that the new powers lack sufficient oversight and there are concerns about potential misuse. Related, Malaysian authorities arrest 27 influencers for promoting illegal gambling. Illegal online gambling has become a persistent issue in Malaysia, with operators finding ways to bypass existing regulations. To counter this, the government plans to introduce stricter penalties and increase monitoring of social media platforms and messaging apps. Additionally, service providers may be required to share user data to assist with investigations into online gambling and scam activities. Concerns over civil liberties. The proposed amendments have been criticized by civil society organizations and advocates for media freedom. Critics argue that the new rules could suppress free speech and hinder public accountability. Dr. Benjamin Lowe, a senior media and communication lecturer at Taylor's University, spoke of his concerns in an interview with Channel News Asia and called the amendments troubling. He warned that the changes might grant the government excessive control over online platforms and access to private user data. In response, Minister Fahmi assured the public that stakeholder input would be considered and emphasized the government's goal of balancing regulation with individual rights. However, concerns persist regarding the broad immunity granted to the MCMC for actions taken in good faith.